Beis Kislev, Tuesday the 5th of November, Rabbi David Halpern Shlita. Was Esav Mekayim Kibbud Ov?
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. The Baal HaTanya used to say, a Yid of Leben mit Zeiten. A Yid has to live with the times. Times, Parshas told us, Vayetze, Vayishta, Chodem, Sidik, Mas Begvin. We're going to the service of the struggle between Yaakov and Esav. Starting last week by Yisraeli Sihabuna Bekirba, before birth, and then the struggles which Yaakov had to get the Bechoyre and the Bruchas. This week we have the parasha of Yaakov in Gulis, preparing for our way in Gulis, in Hilchas Tisha B'Av state, Yesh Noegim, to put a stone when you go to sleep, Tisha B'Av Vanacht, to remember the inyan of Yaakov, Yikach Ma'avin Amukim, that Rabbi Hashem showed him the whole Chorban. At Sof Kaladoiris, Yaakov was preparing the way for us in Gulis. And ultimately, next week in Mir Hashem, where we have the story with the Surah Shal Esav, the Sar Shal Esav, by Yehuvik Ish Imoy, struggling with Yaakov, by Yaakilo Yucholoi, until in the end, by Burach HaYisishon, Yaakov forced Sar Shal Esav to be Moed Al Bruchis. We'll read a bit of the Zechon, and we'll come to a very Hezber, Geshmaka Hezber, the Mugavruam Dukne Hilcha Shabbos, B'Shem HaKavunas, Kavunas Arigal, Toiv LeNashek Yedei Imoy B'Leil Shabbos. I get the Zach, there was a Zoicha to have a mother, between the Tzvon Tzegur, to kiss her hands B'Leil Shabbos. This is the Inyan of it. Now with Lochka and the Inyan of Esav, we know that Esav had one mitzvah. He was over Kolotei the killer, all Aveiris, Shulash Aveiris, the worst things he did in the world. One mitzvah he had, and we have a bit of a problem with that, because that one mitzvah keeps him going. He had the mitzvah of Kibbud Av. Yudah Medrash Tanchima, this Aleph, Rav Lechem Soiv HaSahor HaZeh, when Yidin were on the way to go to Yisrael in Parshas Devurim, the Eibish said, you can't go through the land of Esav or Edoim, Soiv HaSahor HaZeh. So the Medrash, because Esav was Mechabed, his father of Yitzchok, Umra Shem Gamliel, Kibbud Esav Mashaloy HaYisrael Chabbud. I couldn't keep up to the standard of Esav's Kibbud Av. When Rabbi Yisrael will have paid us off his Kibbud Av, and Yisrael Memeni, that's when will be the end of Esav. In Balatirim Zot, Rav Lechem Soiv, there's Tagin on the Samach, which is unusual. Normally Tagin is only on the Osius of Shatner's Getz. To have a Tagin on Samach is strange. Zot Balatirim, Lefisha Kibbud Es Uviv, Shehoyah ben Samach Beleides Oysom, Yitzchak was 60 years old when he was born Esav. So that's a Reimers. He was Mechabed, his father. Elakach Usid Lahachrev Habayez Shehoyah Samach Amos. Esav had the Koyach to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, which was Samach Amos, because of his Kibbud Av. So we are suffering in Gulis because of the Kibbud Av of Esav. And I want to go through to show you the Kibbud Av in Ishkeven Azoy Gavaltik, as we imagine this. A few haluchas in Kibbud Av. The Gemurah in Ksibus. One for Gimel now. Twin Rabbunon, B'shas Piti Russo Shel Rebbe, when Rabbi Nakudish was about to depart from this world, Omai said, "Rabbunah, I need my children." Nechnesi Bunah Leitzloy, the children came in. Omai Lehem, he gave Natzavua, Hezuari Bechoyt Imchem, make sure you mechabed the mother. Then the other things he said, Freik the Gemurah, Hezuari Bechoyt Imchem, you have to give a Tzavua, Sadaraisa, Kabed the Rebbech of Semecho, he didn't need to give a Tzavua on the Tariq Mitzvahs. And for the Gemurah, it wasn't a mother. Eishes Av Havui. It was only his second wife, so it wasn't a mother, so there was no Chiyav Kibbud Em. So he had to give a Tzavua, make sure that you look after her, in Machabata. Fake the Gemurah, Eishes Av Nami Doiraisi. There's a Chiyav Medoiraisa to be Machabed your father's wife, even though it's not your mother. The Sanya, Chabed Es Ovichu, we know we have to dart in the S. Es Ovichu, Es Emechu. Es Ovichu, the Eishes Ovichu. Your mother's husband, it's all nichol, it's a deraisa, es. In vov, ves, the rabbis, achicha gude, chiv deraisa, your stepfather, stepmother, your older brother, chiv deraisa. So why did they have to make a tzavua that they should respect the stepmother? And for the gemara, hanem ele mechaim, the chiv to be mechabed, your stepmother is only when the father is alive. When the father's nifter gevoren loy, there's no chiyuv anymore. So we see once from here that kibbud eishes av is a deraisa, but only when the father's alive. And same with the mother. The mother's husband is a chiyuv to be mechabed her, but deraisa only when the mother's alive. By Uchiv Hagudel, the Gemara doesn't say so. By Uchiv Hagudel is mashma even the father, the mother aren't alive. There's a chiyus in Mechabad Uchiv Hagudel, we see in the Lushna Rambam also say. You do a hakira. This chiyuv, which the Torah gives to Mechabad Eishes of Av, the same Balimoy, is it a new chiyuv? You have to Mechabad your father, your mother, your older brother, your stepfather, and your stepmother. Or no, it's a part of the Kibbud Av. You have to be Mechabad your father, and a part of Kibbud Av is to be Mechabad his wife. Lamai nafkimin. Where is nafkimin? Vida is, what's the case if the father is Moichel? You know, a father can be Moichel in this Kibbud. And father can say, don't be Mechabad me. It's advisable for every father to say to his children, leave them with a raisa. Whenever the father walks in this room, his child has to stand up, a chi of the raisa. Unfortunately, people don't know about it. A chi of the raisa, when a father walks in, children have to stand up till the father sits down, and the mother. It's advisable to tell the children once in the morning, once in the evening you do it, but otherwise I'm moichel, because otherwise it becomes a bit too burdensome. So once, not to be battle the mitzvahs, a chiyuv deraisa, but there's a chiyuv, so a father can be moichel. He can say, don't stand up, I walk in and out all the time, don't stand up all the time, I'm moichel. A father can certainly not be moichel on the kibbutz. He can't say, I'm moichel on your mother's kibbutz. Faket, if the father says, don't listen to your mother, you mustn't listen to your father. He's telling you to be over and avela. So no, certainly he can't. Can the father be moichel on the kibbutz of his wife, his second wife, not your mother? If it's a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi, he can't be moichel. If it's an extension of kibbutz av, he can be moichel, like he can be moichel on kibbutz. This shala is a chakir in the menchus chinuch. A lot of what I'm saying here is comes from the menchus chinuch. Nacha chikir, nacha shala, nacha nafkumin in the shala. The Gemara says, if your father and mother both need a cup of tea, who do you give first? Kibbedav, kibbedem. It's up to the Gemara that you have to give your father first. Why? Because atu ve'imchu mechiyuvin b'chvoyet avichu. You have to be mechavad your father, your mother also has to be mechavad the father. So mechiyuv, wife has to be mechavad the husband. So because both have got a chiyuv, you have to give your father first. The Gemara therefore says,
the husband
has a chiyuv. Yes, it's also true, but it's a different type of chiyuv. The wife to husband has got a shibbut. It's more of a chiyuv, it's a shibbut, she's mishibbut. The father, the husband to the wife, is not a shibbut. There's a chiluk. The shibbut in the ksiba state the shibidim of the husband to wife. There are certain shibidim of husband to wife. He has to give a panusa, a dira, and so on, rafia, pidyon. Then there's ksiba, there's a list of shibidim. But actually, in the Ksibbut also says, I'll be mechabed you. It's also true. That's the honor. But there's a shibbut of a wife to a husband. That's a stronger shibbut. If the parents are divorced, so the mother is not mechiv to be mechabed her ex-husband, so then they're both the same. Then there's no precedence over the father before the mother. But when they're together, is atzu ve'imchu mechiv chedek. Your mother and your stepfather, your mother's husband, they both want a cup of tea. Do you say, Atu ve'imcho mechuyin bechvoida? You have to be mechabed your stepfather, and she has to be mechabed the husband. So the same cheshbon. So you have to give the stepfather before the mother. On the other hand, if the stepfather is only an extension of kibbut em, so the mother is the makar. You give your mother, and then you mechabed the next one. Back to the shala, is kibbut stepfather an extension of kibbut av, kibbut em, or it's a mitzvah nitzvah? He brings a diak of the Rambam. Kimat prefers the Rambam. One for both here. Lushna Rambam. Chayev udam lechabed es eishes uviv. Afer pish ein emoy. Kol zman she uviv kayim, that we had already in the Gemara. Shezeh bechlal kvoid uviv. The fact that itself, that after the father's death, there's no chiyuv to mechabed his wife, the second wife, is a siman at the chaylik of kibadav. Had it been a chiyuv on herself, lechoyle, there should remain a chiyuv even after the father's dead. As we will see that with a brother, Taka, after the parents have died, the older brother, there still is a chiyuv, because the brother is not an extension of kibbutz av-em. And therefore, father cannot be moichel on kvoid uchicho hagudel. Uchicho hagudel is a chiyuv bifnei atzmo. Where a stepfather and stepmother is an extension of kibbutz av-em, as there is much in the Rambam. The Lushna Rambam is, shezeh bechlal kibbutz kvoid uviv. V'chein mechabed baal imoy kol zman she'imoy kiyemes, in Medivrei Sofrim, when the Rambam says Divrei Sofrim, he also means Medaraisa, but it's not beferish in the Pusik. And here the Rambam does not say that after the parents have died, there's no Chiyuv. Even after the death, stepfather, stepmother is only when the parents are alive. It's not the right thing to be mechabed them after zolzil. Is lechoyda mocher from the Rambam. In the Ramban is also Ramban on the Rambam is a lushon omlishon begmuro ksibus. Hane mele mechaim av lachem iseloi hinabiari tishtet befelish. Kizehu is hibal imoy ein lechay bechvoyde mepnei kvoid atzmoy. The Ramban says very clearly, it's not a kvoid atzmoy, stepfather, stepmother. Ela mepnei she kvoid imoy ki beinin heisha. There's no chiv on him, it's only an extension of kibbut avayim. There's not an additional number. The three chiv, kibbut av, kibbut em, kibbut ach. These are three chiv. Stepfather, stepmother is an extension of the father and the mother. By the way, Rabbi Yosef Engel says perhaps the fact that you don't have to be mechabed your stepmother after the father's death is not because it's an extension of kibbut av. Perhaps because then she's not his wife anymore. Misa is not mafkia. A get is mafkia, misa mafkia. So after the misa is not a wife anymore. Perhaps you could learn that pshat, but he says, the Rambam says, shezeh b'chlal kvoid uviv, is mashma not because it's not a wife anymore. It's an extension of kibadav. Oibazoi, a father can be moichel on kvoid stepmother. By the way, the Dalka Moshe, the Namur, has got a suffix in it. Alright, so we've come to the conclusion that Mechabed, stepfather, stepmother, is an extension of Kibbut Avayim. Now, Esav or Rusha. Esav was Mechabed, his father, not his mother. Somebody asked me if it says Beferish anyway, wasn't Mechabed his mother. Sfurim all bring this inyan that our Kiyum in Gulis is, we have to make sure that with Kibbut M, at least we have properly, because that, in that way, one above Esav. Does it say anywhere in the Pusik, push the Beferish to Pusik last week, etc.? When Yitzchak will die, I'll kill Yaakov. There's not much of a kibbut em to do so. So it's clearly that he only kept kibbut av. But there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoina. On the Inyan Dan Lechav Ches. So good idea in the Lush Rabbeinu Yoina. I'm on for number 10. The Mishnah says there's a chiev to be done every person Lechav Ches. So they're just only talking about Ish Beinani. The Mishnah is not referring to a tzaddik or a Rusha. You're dealing with a person, a person you don't know, a man walks in the besmedich, you've never seen him before, you have to be done lachav tzchis. Or, the imakiyin oisa, you know him, the ish bainli, an average person, sometimes he falls through with an aveda, but generally he's not a rusha, he's not a tzaddik, just an average person. The im yaseduva, if he does something, sheesh ladoin lachav chayv, the yesh ladoin lachis, b'shekel, he does something which you can interpret it for good or bad, even though it appears to be more something which is it's not referring to a tzaddik or a rusha. Why not? He a tzaddik, he does something which you see it's bad. You cannot interpret it for good. There's no explanation. There's no way you can interpret it for good. You see, you pass by his house in the middle of that Friday night, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you see he sits there with a cigarette in his mouth, and he's got the candles on the table, so he knows it's Shabbos. And maybe he got up in the middle of the night, he forgot it's Shabbos. Then also, but he's seen it sitting there with the candles on the table. And there's no way to interpret it. So what are you supposed to do? Yadinei letoy veloyma kishbugahoy sushiutim v'nashalat. He fell through, slipped. I'm sure he did tshuva afterwards. He slipped through. Even a tzaddik can slip through. But you mustn't assume that he remained with the rishis. You must assume that he did tshuva. Kama yishom lechazal, b'feresh ha-gemura, im ra'isa talmud chuchim sh'ovar ha-vayla ba'layla, al tahar achla v'yoyim, the next day, don't think about it, shema usa tshuva. Shema? What's shema? Salkadat? Chala'im avada usa tshuva. We have to assume, so by a tzaddik, we have to go much further than the normal don lechav z'chis. So on the mission, not talking about that. We haven't seen it become a rosha. He did once, he slipped through once. We have to assume he's still a tzaddik, and he's going to do, he did shiva. Hinelach, you see from here, ki ein luden lachaf choyva atzadik guma loylam. So atzadik guma, you have to always be done lachaf schis. I know, he says, if he carries on, ba'ad atu le'irad varka kula, he says, if he carries on, then you assume he's not atzadik anymore. Ba'ad atu le'irad varka kula be'yudoy. He seems to be true. What's the din by twice? I don't know. But he says if it's not repetitive, it's repetitive, he's all tzadik, the Rosh. The Mishnah is not talking about him. Gam min horusha guma, see a rusha guma, loy uma, but afilim asay kiloy toiv. Look at the many yoin. Rusha does something very good. A mamish a gavalti gazach. The ein nira lucha shulav. Mishim tzad udvan. There's nothing to interpret it for bad. Yes, le odem le doyin le chav choiv. You have to say he did it choiv. The loy uma. What are you going to say? Le puna mosi. He did it just to show off. He didn't mean it. The ein toichay kabaroi. When he davens nicely, don't believe him. He's full of teivus. When you're in zukta rusha, you're mechiv to be done lechav chiv. So I'm trying to get this ace of rusha.
This is the first time.
Well, he has to prove himself. He's a rusha. Machal Shabbos, he drives his car in the middle of all this minhag every Shabbos afternoon. I'm talking about rusha. I'm not talking about somebody who slips up with something. So what? I'm not going to that detail. That's in Mifnats boy. Russia. I'm talking about Russia. Rabbi Yoin is Russia. Rabbi Yoin didn't have the problem we have today. Alright, so I'm trying to get to this Asa with Russia and try and interpret it for bad. Yeah? Rabbi Yoin said we have to get the one mitzvah which he has, which we are suffering for that mitzvah. He made the Chorban, but he had the koyach to make Chorban, but it's because of his kibbutz av. So let's try and fight it a little bit. First of all, Walter Gavart and Friedrich Bell the roof. Last week said that at the end of the Seder said, "Vayishlach Yitzchok es Yaakov, Yitzchok sent away Yaakov, Vayelech Padeno Aram, Eluvan ben Musiel Arami, Achid Rivko, Eim Yaakov ve'Esav." So Rashi asks, why do we have to mention that Rivko was Eim Yaakov ve'Esav? We all know it. Then it said, "Vayishma Yaakov Eluvan Imoy, Vayelech Padeno Aram, Vayar Esav Kus Neskunan, Vayelech Es Neshmo." So the Bezer Fazoi, there's a Machloikas Rishonim Kadmoinim actually. If Kibbut Av Em is counted as two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? In the minyan mitzvahs, is it two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? If we say it's two mitzvahs, so Esav had one mitzvah, kibbutz av, he didn't have kibbutz av. If it's one mitzvah, he didn't have kibbutz av, he had half a mitzvah. It's already reduced it 50%, so we're halfway there. He had only kibbutz av, not kibbutz av, so half a mitzvah. It's like the Rav Rishonim say, Rav Kadmonim say that it's one mitzvah. Oy bazoi, this is the pusik. Vayelech, padena rom elud masirame, Achir Rivko, she was a Yaakov Esav. She was the mother of Yaakov and of Esav. But Yishma Yaakov Eluvelimoy. Yaakov did listen to his father and his mother. He had a shleimus like a mitzvah. Esav didn't. So Esav didn't even have the one mitzvah. But I think we can say more than that. Even according to the Shittas, that Esav, that Kibbutz Av Em is two mitzvahs. So Lachoyd he had one mitzvah. According to what we said before, the Chir of Esav. The chiyuv of Eishes Oviv is an extension of Kibbutz Av. Rivka, besides being the mother of Esav, she was Eishes Oviv. So when you're Mechabed Rivka, you're doing two mitzvahs. As Eishes Oviv, that's a part of Kibbutz Av. So if Esav didn't even have Kibbutz Av, if he wasn't Mechabed his mother, and the mother, everyone would be a mitzvah on her own, at least had Kibbutz Av. But now we're saying that Eishes Oviv, so he didn't even have that. So at least we're knocking Esav on both sides. According to the Shittas, it was one mitzvah, only had half a mitzvah, and even if it's a mitzvah on his own, he didn't even have that. Abba Chuzan Gadol Menifla heard from my brother, Rav Reb Chaim, Gavalti Gavalt. The Mugavruim bring, Toiv Lenashik Yedei Imoy B'Layil Shabbos. The Indian to kiss your mother's hand B'Layil Shabbos. Alright, the Kavunas Ari, we don't know, well, let's at least try and say I pushed the Kavunas. I'm still going to go into Kavunas. So Tazoy, the Gemura Zogt, Tanya Reb Yoyse Behid Oima. Person comes to me Erev Shabbos, the two maluchim accompany him. Echad toiv ve'echad ra, a good maluch and a bad maluch. The bad maluch. Kshibul ha'beisir, comes to the home. Emutzi finds ne'er dulek v'shochan uruch mutusim etzas. Everything's prepared, the Shabbos table and the whole house. Maluch toiv oima yerutzen she'tay le'Shabbos ha'cheres kach. Halavai, next week should also be the same. In maluch ra, the bad malach has to say bal korcha umen. And if it's the other way around, it's the other way around. Shteiti matu Moshe, the malach ra, this is the samach mem. The samach mem, that's the surah shel Esav. The yetzahara, the samach mem. There's a malach who's a yetzahara, He's a sultan, he's a malach. Hamuvitz is all, the Muvitz is all one malach. There's one malach who's a Yetzirah to entice us to do Avedis. Then he's a sultan to report the Avedis up there, Bashamayim. And he's a malach Hamuvitz to carry out. He's a Samach Mem. So the Samach Mem, the Yetzirah, comes with, when you go home from shul, and he is forced to say, Omen. Shabbos is Nachlas Yaakov Avichu. V'hachaticha Nachlas Yaakov Avichu. Yaakov Avichu forced the Surah Shalais of next week's Sedra to Hoide Vailabuchus, to be Moide Vailabuchus. That's the Malach Ya, Malach Ra, Ya Neumen. He forced him. So we come on Shabbat Friday night with the Koyach of Yaakov Avini. We are forcing now the Malach Ra, like Yaakov forced the Surah Shalais to be Moide Vailabuchus. We are forcing the Malach Ra to say Umen al the Bruchus. Our Koyach against Esav is because we have the Kibbutz Em. To kiss your mother's hands, to prove we have the Kibbutz Em. With the Kibbutz Em, that's where we really knock, really knock Esav down. And that's the Koyach to get him to be Moide Vailabuchus. I'd like to leave you one with the Kasha, which I haven't really got a good teretz. I've asked this kasha in many places. In Eretz Yisrael, I was in the koil, spoke in the koil with 30 in Avrechim there. None of them came up with a teretz which satisfied me. Yaakov takes away the bruchas from Esav. Esav comes in and brings his matamim, and Yitzchak is shocked. Yitzchak harud gedoyl ad moit. He sees the whole Gehenim coming with him, and Esav says, "My bruchas." What does Yitzchak say? Bo uchicho b'mirmu v'yikach b'rchasecho. Can anybody explain to me why this isn't a classical example of rechilas? You bought a present for your son. Your other son managed to swindle it out. The first son can't, where am I? Your brother swindled it out. There's a richtige rechilas. And you saw what came out of it. He wanted to kill him. Somebody said to me, what should he have done? Well, first of all, there's no teretz. If it's Isser Rechilas, there's no teretz what you've done. Second of all, Yitzchak Nevin doesn't need my eitzes. But if he would have asked my eitzes, he had a very simple eitzes. Yitzchak could have said to Esav, Esav, you know I loved you all the years. I, 63 years old, yeah? I loved you all the years. I had trust in you, I had confidence. I want to give you the bruchas. I suddenly realized that Gehenim came in. You've misled me. Yes, I'll give you the bruchas. I'll give you 3 months' time to prove yourself that you're behaving like a man, you're the achiever, you'll get the bruchas. I'm not prepared to give the bruchas such a matzah. What's so gefährlich? If Yitzchak would have said that. But anyway, somebody even said to me, I must say, I've never seen this kasha anywhere. I've looked in the computer to find on this. I couldn't find. This week, somebody said to me that in the Sefer of Rav Steinman, he asked this kasha. He said, but Tzurach Loimer, that Yitzchak had some te'elis in it. He doesn't say what. What te'elis? Please come up with a tailor. I'd like to. Yeah. I trust Yitzchak did right. I'm trying to understand why. What's Ellis? Well, we have to understand why. Then somebody else said to me that in Sefer Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant, he says, very strange pshat. He says that when Esav came in, Yitzchak said to Esav, do you really think that Bo Chicha B'mir Mavicha B'chasechu? Now, I don't think about Kodesh should line it that way because Pashtus, and this is a, if anybody can find the Teretz, I'll be very pleased. As we've gone into Kodesh Kislev, I just want to leave you with a vart machshuva on the Inyan fin Chanukah, which is the Hakdumas, what I'm saying, are certainly true, but the combination is Man's machshuva, which are the other nine. There's a strange medrash in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. State of the Rosh Hashanah, Roich Tzinim is Taprin before Rosh Hashanah one. Once washes himself and has a haircut, prepares himself for a Yom Tov like atmosphere. Omer Reb Simon, Ksiv, Mi Goy Gudoil, Ashaloy Elkim Koyim Ma'ilav, B'chinev Reb Shimon, Eiz Emek Emazir. Where do you find such a nation? She Yedas Of Yerushal Elkei. They know the character of the Eibishter. Perish Menhuga V'dinov. She Menhuga Shal Oylam. No normal case. Odom She Yesh Ledin. Somebody's waiting for a mishpat. Loiv Eshchoyim. He goes black. He doesn't cut his nails. If you any day he's scared, we're standing by Yom Adin Rosh Hashanah. Loiv shim levunim. We go begudim, nice begudim, mesatzim levunim. We have a haircut. Rosh Hashanah wants to have a haircut. We cut the nails. Rosh Hashanah, we eat, drink. It's meichem Rosh Hashanah. Lefi sheyoidim shakadosh baruch hu yaseh lehem nes. We knew. I have to go make a mess. The fikach noegen, we should have a haircut. Haluch. What's the matter? I have to make a mess. Sifra chayim, but sifra meisim, sifim fundecha. Mi yichya, and so on and so on. And I have to make a nest. Man, we know there's a yomadin. We don't say halal in Rosh Hashanah because sifra chayim, sifra meisim, sifim fundecha. There's an aimus hadin, a pachat from the yomadin. All right, we have to be sumayach that we are mamlich the Eibush on the world. There's another part of Yom Hashanah that we are mamlich the Eibush on the world. All right, Valtzke Simcha, but the Yom Adin, we're sure that I should make a nest. Give me a nest. Somebody sinned, he'll have a nest, and he'll get off. Chas v'shulam, was it pshat? Tachzun hazoi, efshe. In Kisvari states that Chanukah is the gemar of the Yom Neruah. We know there's a few stages in the world. There's Rosh Hashanah, you have a Shana Rabba, and it's the case where they state that till Chanukah there's another stage, whatever that means. In B'nai Soso Blank Hashem Tzadikim, that from Rosh Chodesh El till Chanukah, Burukiah in Himmel, there's a yad which is Pshita Lekabel Shuvim. It's a hand that's stretched out from Rosh Chodesh El till Chanukah. After Pshat Hazay. In Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, he brings from the Baal Shem Tov, pushed that Kael Nekumah is Hashem. Say it tomorrow morning with Hashem. Kael Nekumah is Hashem. It was not fair. Nekumah is Zachar, Nekumah. Kael is Chesed, Hashem is Chesed. It should say Elekim Nekumah is. Kael Nekumah is Hashem. So the Mushal, the Melech Bus of Adam, he had a minister who was Mamish Kavaltik. He was running the whole show. He was very, very loyal to him. And for many years, he was his right-hand man in running the Melicha. And once he sinned, and they sentenced him. He did a terrible avera. They sentenced him to 20 years in prison. And the Melech said, "I can't manage life. I need to have him." On the other hand, can't be Hefka per sin. So the Melech is a clever person. They said to the Melech, "I've got an idea. The main thing is you want to make sure he gets back his loyalty to you. Instead of punishing him, give him even a greater position. Make him even greater. And that will embarrass him so much that he'll feel so indebted to you and so nichna to you, and so humble to you, that that will bring him back to what he was before." So the Rabbeinu Shloim does the same with us. If somebody sinned, if the person's got seichel, the Rabbeinu Shloim will give him even more. And he starts realizing, the Rabbeinu Shloim has given me so much good. I'm healthy, Baruch Hashem. I got panus, I got shalom bayis, I got a family. Do I deserve it after all having me? And that'll humble him to become even more the tribe to the Bundestag. As we say, Nishmas, Ilefinim, Ulashir, and so on and so on. But that only works if the person's got seichel. If the person says, Baruch Hashem, everything's all right, I can do what I want, so there's no other way, it has to punish him. But if the person understands that what he gets, all the good things are toivus, al serachmunus, the Ibish to me, that'll help. Zukta Baal Shem Tov, Kail Nekumas Hashem, the Rishon wants to make a Nekuman a person, he'll do it with Rachamim. He'll give him more and more good, and the person will understand and appreciate, and he'll be more humble to the Eibishter. But the Tolda said it only works if the person understands this. In Chanukah, the Aras Tavash says, we don't find in Chanukah that people, there was something wrong there, there was a Gzeir against the Yidin, as the Bach says, the Kahanim, or the Shrash of the Avodah, we don't find that Yidin did Shiva. In Purim we find Shloisha Yomim, Tzimu Elai, Vavtoich Vavtishti, Yidin Tshiva, Zukah Gdoi Lemura. In Chanukah we don't find it. Because Yaras Tavash, Bez Nebshitz, Hashem Chos Al Amoy, Vahoshiyom Afile Beli Tshiva Klal. Moi de Gazach. Vuzi Pshat. Vezeh HaNes, that's called a Nes, because Keneget Chokalikim, a person sins, you give him reward, it's a Nes. Teva is, a person sins, he gets punishment. Zukah, this is a Nes Chanukah, that even though we did not do Tshiva at the time, it was a nest, the Eibishter helped us. Was it Pshat? Pshat is Mislom, the same thing as the Baal Shem says, that because they had such nisim, they realized, they appreciated, and that made the Hachnu, and that's how they became closer and closer to the Eibishter. So Chanukah is a time to l'hoides el halal, to appreciate properly all the good the Eibishter is giving us all the time, and through that we can have a tikkun for any tikkun which we need. It's Kenan, those are Pshat. Yidin go to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Adin. And we know that we're not besaid. And we're scared. Who knows what type of desire will be on us. But one thing we know, that even Chas V'Shulam, if it's Bashet, Chas V'Shulam, Mi Yichya, or the opposite, there's a way out. there's a way out. The Arabs will wait till Hanukkah, schlepp it till Hanukkah, and the Hanukkah will come to the Emesik Madrega of Lahoidus and Halal. We say Halal every day of Hanukkah and Lahoidus. We will have our punishment in such a way. It does a pshat, but Tichem Shiyaslem Nes, it means the Nes Hanukkah. Yid no Batiach that Chas V'Shulim, even if something's Beshayat against them, they will have the Nes Hanukkah, and through them, they will have Tishiyah, and therefore, even on Rosh Hashanah, we can still, with confidence and with Simcha, that the Arabs will help us.